This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
City and Odyssey Sports Station.
The guys at Fesco in the morning, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Morey with you here.
Hello, Dusty Morey.
Mm-hmm. You are not the brother.
What was your name, Lemon, earlier in the week? What did he call himself?
What was Dole?
Dole.
Yes, that was yesterday.
Yes. that was 2 days ago, at least.
2 days.
Yeah. Dole Whip over here.
It's hey, man. 2 day.
I'm not going to lie to you. They have that at Costco, and man...
See, that's one of those things, sidebar already this morning. Like that was like that was totally like you could only get that at Disney World back in the day, right? Like
Hawaiian Bros.
Yeah, now you can get it everywhere. Like it's losing its like, you know, it's luster, shine, if you will. You know, it's like if they built In-N-Out Burger here, nah, we wouldn't go. but it's only in Arizona, you know, we go, oh, we gotta get there 16 times.
I still haven't been on a road trip. I still haven't been to Whataburger. And I feel like every time I get like in that moment where I should, like sometimes I take Douglas home from like golf courses and I'm like, Whataburger's right there.
Yeah.
And I just somehow keep on going.
Yeah, keep on keeping on, brother.
Like, maybe next time we'll get there.
I mean,
Dustin, you got to try the frozen Dr. Pepper. It's simply too good.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, like, how many times has somebody said you have to try something and then you try and you're just kind of like, eh. Sorry.
I would say, honestly, it's probably 70% in the positive.
Oh, in the positive, where you're like, wow, that was actually
but
really good.
I feel like you're going to like oversell. Oh, you got to try the fried mushrooms. Oh, my God, they're so good. They're so good that you've built up these fried mushrooms and you try them and you're just like, eh.
You got to know the person that's referencing. Because if they're a Glazer, if they're like Jay Glazer, then you got to know, like, dude, this guy. Glazer passed away a long time ago.
He's no longer with us. Rest in peace, Craig.
Wow. And two, you got to know, like, if somebody comes to you, gives you a product, gives you a product and you're like, really, man? Like, it's a chip. It's like, yeah, you never had it before. You got to try it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like a Nutty Buddy cream pie.
That's different.
I don't think I overglazed.
No, you didn't. But like, if it's like one of those Takis, like the kids love, I mean, it's like, oh, you got to have these.
That's
like,
also trendy. Like,
It really is. You know? I'm surprised Mac isn't munching on a bag of those every morning,
He's about 5 years too old.
Is he really? Yeah. He's too old for Takis?
Yeah,
are you really?
He missed it by about a half a day.
Oh, man. That is the snack now, man. Yeah, that's all the kids eat. Yeah. Oh, we got to get Takis. I'm like, okay, whatever they are.
Are they good? I've not tried them.
No, I don't. I eat Funyuns. I don't need the Takis.
Yes, yes, all the way.
Cool Ranch flavored Funyuns, baby. Let's go. But Takis, I don't know about. They have them all the time at the house, and I honestly to God never have tried one of them. I don't know why. But Whataburger's really good for breakfast. I'll give them that. It's really good. Their tacos are really good for breakfast. Our friend Gene Watson, a Whataburger connoisseur. He's a huge Whataburger fan. Loves it to death. And I'm like, it's fine. It's a burger. You know, it's like I did see that mushroom Swiss burger that they were advertising with creamy au jus on top.
How do you have creamy au jus?
Well, that's exactly what
it's like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, it's cream. I guess they've taken it and kind of made it like in a gravy, thicker gravy form, and they put it on top of the mushroom Swiss burger.
Nope.
It's like a retro burger that they're bringing back to Whataburger that I saw on TV last night. I was watching because I'm sicker than others. Rangers Astros, baby, the Lone Star Showdown, and every other commercial was Whataburger.
Yeah. I have yet to open the text line. Is there a Talk Sports yet?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
No, it's 816 says you got to try Emo's Pizza.
No, I don't. I'd rather eat glass than Emo's Pizza.
I love it.
Or anything from St. Louis. I'd rather eat glass, scratch my eyes out. Oh, St. Louis is coming to town this weekend. Leave your Emos at home and your red there as well. Because this is our state now.
I like fried ravioli.
Now, fried ravioli is always good.
St. Louis staple. The Hill, several Italian spots up there.
Good restaurants up there.
Fantastic.
Favaz's is the best. They don't use Provel.
Yep. And then, St. Louis style spare ribs, I guess. I don't know. That's a thing.
Yeah,
the St. Louis style rib. Yeah, which means they cut the ends off,
St. Louis Bread Company, great place. We call it Panera here in Kansas City.
Okay. Yep.
That'd be a great sign to take to the series tonight. We call it Panera.
Yeah, that would be actually kind of funny. Yeah.
Remember the That's awesome. What was it? The Provel sucks.
Yeah.
Put that up there. Yeah. I just take shots at St. Louis.
Oh, I could make a living doing that.
The arch looks better upside down.
Yeah.
It's not a frowny face. It's a smiley face.
Fill the arch with like water, beer, whatever it is, drinking out of the arch. I'm surprised they haven't come up with something like that yet.
I bet Ozzie Smith couldn't do a front flip. Didn't he only do backflips?
Yeah, he only did do the backflips. That was wild. One of my greatest moments in this industry was I was doing play-by-play one summer for the New Jersey Cardinals, the single-A affiliate for St. Louis. Mm. And the manager of the team was Jose Oquendo, and he played with Ozzie Smith. He was the second baseman. Ozzie Smith was the shortstop. And that year was like summer of 98, I think it was. And Ozzie Smith was hosting This Week in Baseball. And came there and they filmed an episode of This Week in Baseball. And watching Ozzie Smith, like, with nobody in the ballpark doing all of that kind of stuff and taking infield practice with Jose Oquendo and doing the flips and all that kind of stuff. Like, this is some of the coolest stuff that I've ever seen. But that standing backflip by Ozzie Smith, man, every single game he would go out there and do that, man. That was wild.
I will give you $200 if Matt can guess what Ozzie Smith's nickname is.
Oh, there's no chance he knows what Ozzie Smith is. Does he even know who Ozzie Smith is?
Because I would have paid you immediately if he'd have been like, oh, dude, he's the Wizard. I'd be like,
the Wizard. Yeah. But,
nice.
But do you know who Ozzie Smith is?
I mean, no, baseball player. I mean, a baseball player is as far as I could get you.
Right, yeah.
One of the greatest shortstops of all time.
There you go.
Ozzie Smith. Couldn't hit a lick. But back then, nobody at shortstop hit a lick. And then it became a kind of a hitting position once A-Rod started juicing and whatnot. And so the shortstop position became a hitter's position. And it never was before. Usually your shortstop back in our day batted like either first because they were fast and let off. They could get a walk. Or they were the ninth place hitter because they sucked. And you just put them out there. And so that's kind of how that position has
Ray
changed over
Sanchez.
The years. Yeah, exactly. I like Craig. Great guy,
didn't
man.
Didn't say he was evil.
No.
Just said he sucked at hitting. Yeah. Was great at fielding.
He was
hit first or ninth.
he was, I think that was the guy, if I'm not mistaken, that, you know, tried to get a big free agent. It was like one of Boris's first failures. The Royals had offered him a nice little contract, and he turned it down and ended up hitting free agency and didn't make any money off of that. But he was a nice player here, you know, in Kansas City back when, you know, they were losing 100 games a year and whatnot. So
the theory is the Royals only wear the powder blue at home, right?
Well, no, they wear them all weekend. This weekend,
you gotta wear them tonight. It's 85.
Friday night. Yeah, you're celebrating 85. Yeah. You wear them tonight. Yeah, celebrating 15. You know what they should do tomorrow night? Honestly,
85 tonight, right?
85 is tonight. Yeah. 15 is tomorrow night. And the reunion was last night, and they were giving away a Whataburger suite last night at the. They were not giving away, but you know, bidding on the opportunity to meet Bobby and sit in the Whataburger suite and have Whataburger during the game, which is kind of cool.
If that's the first way and the only way I try it,
yeah, you're in, right? Yeah. You're you're in
Can't
on that.
Beat that.
But I think what they should do tomorrow night is wear the gold Royals jerseys that they had after the World Series in 15. Mm. Remember in 16, and now all the world champions wear that. Because what do you wear to celebrate 15? They did, but that's why you bring it back. Yeah. Like, because what else do you wear to celebrate the 15 team? 85 is easy. It's the Powder Blues, right? Everybody loves the Powder Blues, but what do you do to celebrate the 2015 team? To uniform wise, that's the only thing I could think of.
Everybody wears a jersey from somebody on that roster.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah,
Hunter Renfro has to wear Hunter Renfro.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
how dare you?
No, he gets Alex Rios because Alex Rios was the guy that nobody liked on that team, right? For whatever reason, I mean, there's always one every year. Your team, you always have the villain on your team, whether it's Daniel Sorensen, whether it's Omar Infante, whether it's Alex Rios, whether it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Sky Moore. We always have that one guy every year that everybody looks at and goes, that guy stinks. We're world champs, man.
Like there always seems to be a reason Nori why. Aoki,
yeah. But what was it with Alex Rios?
I have no idea. I didn't know he was hated.
Yeah, he was always that guy that people were like booing in the lineup. I don't understand.
Was he supposed to be promised something that he wasn't? Probably. Is that what it is?
He was probably, you know, everybody thought he was going to hit 40. That's usually why we boo people, you know, because
or he took Justin Maxwell's spot because that guy did one thing and hit a grand slam on the final game of the season of Joaquin Soria. Why I remember that, I don't know.
But well, because it was a big moment.
It's the last game of the year in 2013.
Yeah, they were still in it at that time. So people were watching and paying attention and Soria was here. Maxwell was our guy. Big home run. Last game of the season. Yeah. Boom. Maybe he took Paulo Orlando's spot. He had a home run one time that Rex liked.
Yeah, so much so. Never mind.
Paulo. You know what they call him now? Paulo. No, Rex.
No, that's where the Chiefs are playing on the Friday and 17 Fridays. Is it 17 Fridays?
17 Fridays. Sam Paulo, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it 17 Fridays?
100? I don't know.
I saw last night they were saying it's 100 days to week zero in college football. So we're now inside 100 days to the start of college football. Can we get Binkley on the line to preview that? So the NFL starts like 2 weeks later. So like we're like legitimately like 113 days or so away from our game down in Paulo, Orlando. Yeah.
It'll be hell yeah. I mean, that's what we're calling it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because I can't remember what the real name of it
Sal
is.
Sal Paulo.
Yeah. Sal Paulo.
But
yeah.
We're not, you know, Sal Paulo Antonio. Yeah, Sal Paulo Antonio.
No, he's got to go down there.
I'm Sal Paulo Antonio from Sal Pablo. Damn it. Cut it again. No, we have to go live, Sal. This is cut four.
Yeah, this guy's going. You're going to Sal Paulo, Sal Paulo Antonio.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Say that five times.
Sal Paulo. See, now I can't even remember it if you would have asked me 10 minutes ago. I was out. They're going to Sao Paulo, Brazil, you know, to play this game with Sal Palantonio, and we're also going to have Paulo Orlando down there.
Sao Paulo, Sao Pablo Antonio, Sao Pablo Escobar, who knows, Nixon 9?
6.
6.
Yeah,
6. Get that game tonight, boys.
Yeah, can't wait.
Royals and Cardinals start tonight. Got a game 7 on, what, Saturday with Nuggets and
OKC? Sunday.
Yep. Sunday. Yeah, you got to have the extra days of travel days, built-in drama, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly the way I thought it would go.
You'll be at the game tonight, right?
Yeah, Royals game. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, going with the group.
You going to Denver?
Oh.
No. I wish, man, because, I mean, I knew that was going to go 7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
7 games. News is going to be a dogfight of a series.
Of course
Jokic, unfortunately, screwed us last night, Mac. 2 shorts on the rebound, on the assist. 1 point short of the 30.
Damn.
Got to hate betting.
Had a great game, too.
Great game. Great game, just not a great petting game.
Yeah,
but that's okay. The sucker's bet every time.
Got Sunday to do it again.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.